Hey you guys, it's Edwin. Today is our 30th episode. Wow, I can't even believe that, honestly. It's been crazy. And we wanted to take a second to thank all of you incredible listeners. Hanging out with you over the last month has been absolutely wonderful. It's given me and Adina something to look forward to every day, and you guys have been awesome. And we were wondering if you could do us a quick favor. And that is to go onto iTunes real quick and just hit the rate button. And if you have an extra second, write a little review. Our goal is to be able to reach as many people as possible, and we need your help to do that. All right, here's today's show. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. Find some pleasure and enjoy today's episode.
Honey, today's been busy.
Busy day in our apartment for everybody.
Everybody, all the packages have come.
Oh, yes. Every
the drop offs have happened. Okay, you're right, because I'm still waiting on one today, and I think you're still waiting on something.
We're still waiting on a few, but a lot of the like important necessities from Target and things like that are starting to show up, which is exciting.
Your 50 pound bag of white flour showed up.
Yes.
I thought are we turning into a little a kitchen bakery?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
you are.
Okay, for those listening, I have already been through 25 pounds of flour in this isolation. I calculated because my stepmom kind of made a joke about buying me flour in large quantities, and I realized I've already been through five pound bags.
Because originally, weren't they saying, oh, we'll send you 25?
Yes.
And then
I was like, if you want to get me a 2 month supply, send me 50. So we got 50 pounds of white flour, and we're getting 50 pounds of whole wheat flour so I can make this really good sandwich bread, which I am so excited to make again.
Yes to all of that. I'm excited to eat it.
Yeah. As soon as we're done recording, I'm going to bake chocolate chip cookies.
It'd be cool. I mean, that's fine, you know, if you want to. Yeah, it's whatever. All right, which kind are you going to make?
The same ones I did last time when we made the ice cream sandwiches. I think those are the best ones.
Oh, yes. Not to say that your other ones are bad, but Adina, those cookies are so good. Where did you get? Okay, let's tell the, where did
that
you get
the
recipe?
That is a recipe from Smitten Kitchen.
Okay, and it's the chocolate chip.
And it's the ultimate chocolate chip cookie or something like that. Okay, she has a bunch of recipes. It. Oh, sure. We'll post it.
Yeah. Fabulous. Okay, great. So we got that. We got our Target order in with a bunch of and soap and
all that stuff, which is great.
You went out grocery shopping today. I could tell when you came back, there was heightened emotions.
Yeah.
Everything seemed a little heightened. But you have good energy now.
Yeah. We're good now. I was ready for it. I got everything that we needed. We managed to disinfect everything. When I went out, one of the reasons I went out was to get Lysol wipes and isopropyl alcohol so we could disinfect things coming in properly. And there was nowhere to be found. But we came up with a solution using bleach that we already had.
Is the stuff still out in the hallway?
No.
Oh, wait. You guys took care of that?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are the best. Okay. I kind of helped. And then I ran away. I was like, I'll come back. And then I'm forgetful, Betty. Anyway.
Yeah. We made it work. Everything's away. Everything's as clean as it's going to be. And
there we are.
There we are. I wore a mask. Thanks for the mask. Thanks for hooking
up. You look cute in it, by the way.
Thanks. Has bananas on it. It's adorable. But you got your delivery from Open Jar, which is this organization you're partnering with that's helping to make masks for medical facilities in New York.
Yes. Anna and I both got them. We each got a packet of 140. So mm-hmm. we have a week to finish those.
Mm-hmm.
But that came. I'm waiting on my WAWAC order is supposed to be here today.
And
so
what's
fingers
WAWAC?
Crossed. WAWAC is a website that has all kinds, any sewing notion you can think of.
Mm-hmm.
It is there on WAWAC. I love WAWAC. I mean, I prefer to shop local. I go to In the garment district, I go to the stores in that area first before I order online.
Yeah.
But in this situation, this is what my options are. And WAWAC is incredible. If you are not in a place that has amazing options for sewing, go to WAWAC. They have almost everything. I believe they have a supply store, East Coast, West Coast, and middle of the country. So shipping is usually pretty good.
That's awesome. Yeah. I hope it comes today.
Me too. Okay, Adina.
Yes.
Guess what today is?
Well, I know what today is.
Today, for those of you out there, It is our 30th episode. 30 episodes. I find that incredibly crazy, insane, and fantastic all at the same time.
It's all of those things. I'm impressed. We've only missed one day.
Well, we missed 2 days.
No. We only missed recording one day. We recorded. We just didn't post it.
My fault.
No. But I count. We still recorded. Posting. Sorry. Meh. Sorry. Not sorry. But we only missed recording one day. And I think that is kind of the most impressive thing. Because I'm not really keeping a journal in this time. Because I don't know. I feel like I have so many other outlets for that sort of expression. Including this. That this is behaving like a journal for us. And documentation of this time and the things that we do and the way we fill our time.
When we started this, I think subconsciously I was in denial. I did not want to believe that we would be quarantined as long as we have been. At this point, I'm very much accepting.
Will be.
Yeah, I'm just accepting it. Like, here we are. But this is crazy. This is insane.
Yeah.
Day 30. Not of our quarantine, just of the podcast.
Yeah, about 32, 33 of quarantine.
Yeah, exactly.
Isolation.
So here we are. So in honor of that, in lieu of that, in whatever of that, I thought we could take the show a little on a lighter note and kind of play a little game.
Okay, what you got for me, Edwin?
I have two. Today is all about it's like a 20 question situation. Yeah. So I have questions and then I have a would you rather section.
Okay.
So would you want to start with would you rather, or would you want to start with kind of general questions?
I think would you rather.
Okay, let's do it. I'm going to preface this with, you guys out there, play this game with us.
Oh my gosh, send us your answers.
Send us some of your answers. Or if maybe we have an answer, you go, y'all stupid. No, here's what you actually should have picked in the first place. Listen, come on. Let us know.
Let us know.
Okay. Would you rather know the history of every object you touched or be able to talk to animals?
History of every object.
Oh, okay.
You're the animal one?
I'm the animal one. I think it would be incredible to talk to animals because then in theory you'd be able to kind of, not control them, but you would better be able to communicate your wants and desires and understand their wants and desires. I love history. I do.
I just like knowing things.
I do too. This is a form of knowing things for me.
Yeah. I just feel like I can I think that's a skill I don't, quote, need because I can be intuitive with animals better, especially as I get to know them.
Well, maybe I'm thinking in terms of Popeye and how he's a damn cat. I don't understand. I do not understand him.
He just wants to eat and sleep and chill the fuck out. And every once in a while wants some affection, but it has to be on his terms.
It does. You know, ever since I told him he can't come on my cutting table.
Yeah.
He just doesn't come in here anymore. He's like, oh, I don't have free reign of your room? Then I don't want your room at all.
Yeah, he thinks he's in charge.
Well.
I mean, he is not.
He
we are
is
not.
Not in charge. I'm a spiteful bitch. I'll get him back. Anyway, okay, next question.
So you want Edwin wants to be able to talk to people.
I want to be able to talk to animals, yes. Okay, would you rather have all traffic lights you approach be green or never have to stand in line again?
Never have to stand in line again.
Me too.
Oh, that's obvious in New York. I feel like not
that's
everyone.
A New York answer.
Yeah, I feel like not everyone would have the same answer because we spend so little time in cars that I just don't care. Also, professional jaywalker.
Yes, but also, I took this in instead of traffic lights, I took it
crosswalks.
Subway. Like, never have to wait for a subway car ever again. Never have delays ever again. It just goes.
Oh, never have commute delays ever again.
Yeah, that's kind of how I was interpreting it in my brain for us living in New York and not really having cars.
That's an interesting interpretation. I think I'd still pick waiting in line.
Oh, absolutely.
It feels
same.
Like such a waste of time. And this might be a controversial New York opinion. The MTA does suck. But I also think I'm a pretty smart MTA rider, if that makes sense. Like, I know three routes to get from here, from our apartment to work, any given day. I also know the shortcuts in terms of okay, if I get in an Uber from here to here, I can jump over this issue. You know, I feel like I know the kind of strategies of how to work around potential MTA problems.
I agree with you. So, because to me, in Edwin terms, I go, listen, transportation, there's always another option to get to your destination.
Yeah.
Lines, you're at your destination and you have to wait to get in or to get what you want. Anyway, whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you're already at your destination.
Yeah.
So Anyway, okay. Would you rather spend the rest of your life with a sailboat as your home or an RV as your home?
RV. Easy.
Okay. I want a sailboat.
Really?
Yeah. Because then you can just take it and literally go anywhere and then you could dock it and then, you know, get on land and do your thing. But now this is with the idea that I wouldn't actually be sailing it. I'd have a crew.
See, no. I'm not factoring that in. And I'm not really thinking RV. I'm thinking like this beautifully custom-made camper van. Because I watch those people on YouTube, the people who live in tiny homes on wheels and all that stuff. I love it. It's this corner of YouTube that I find really soothing and calming. And I would totally love to live in a camper van and drive it around the world.
Well, if we're talking high luxury, I mean, can we do like a yacht version of a sailboat?
You could get super luxurious sailboats.
I want the most luxurious sailboat out there, and I would still pick a sailboat.
I personally don't need a super luxurious camper van. I just want, like, I want to be able to do all the things I want to do and just drive from national park to national park. Like, follow the sun, follow the good weather. That's what I would do.
I'm not mad at you.
I've thought about this. Like, because I watch these people on YouTube and it seems really cool. Granted, it's been turned on its head because of the pandemic, but...
You should send me a video. Okay. Maybe I'll change my answer.
I'll send you... there's a family with kids that I've been watching for probably a couple years now, and then there's a couple who I've been watching a couple years now.
Is it their own YouTube channel that they're doing? Or do they have camera crew and
it's their YouTube channel. It's like vlogs.
Oh, okay. Jealous. I mean, I'm very happy with my life. Don't get me wrong, but I really enjoy traveling. So there's a part of me that goes, oh, man.
It's definitely pushed the idea of, you know, a couple months off, a European camper van driving across Europe. Oh, my God. It'd be so fun.
So fun.
Yeah.
So fun. Okay. Would you rather be able to see 10 minutes into your own future or 10 minutes into the future of anyone but yourself?
Oh, my own future.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because there's just... stuff I want to know if it's going to happen, you know?
I feel like a lot of people would probably pick the same answer you have. Me personally, I would much rather know other people's than my own. Because I think knowing my own and knowing that I have this sort of insight to my own life, I think I would have a lot of anxiety with, okay, I have this information. What do I do with this? Where do I go next? What should I do to help alter my outcome to be better and instead of just living my life? But that's just me.
I mean, that totally makes sense. But I'm picturing like, okay, if I had this option, select this option on the, you know, virtual computer, like on the artificial intelligence, like AI system, you know, I select 10 minutes, 10 years from now on a Monday, Tuesday, you know, not necessarily so I know every detail about my life, but I know where I am. I know who I'm with. That's the kind of stuff I want to know.
I mean, I get it. I totally get it. To each their own. Moving on. Would you rather go back to age 5 with everything you know now or... Know now everything your future self will learn.
Oh, go back to age 5.
With everything you already know?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about you?
Oh, I would absolutely... what is the second part? What's the second part? Know now everything your future self will learn. I would much rather that because there are parts of my past I do not want to relive. They happened... That I don't deny it. It was a learning experience. I've gone past it. I've gone through it.
Yeah.
I don't want to relive those things.
That makes sense.
But not everyone has had the same past as me. So I think, you know.
But it's interesting because I think the way you looked at the previous question, I looked at this one. Because I just feel like my constant... learning and growing and changing and like increasing knowledge and understanding is part of like the beautiful thing of living life. If I already knew everything, I'd be bored.
You make a great point.
I'm not trying to change your mind.
No. But that's really great to hear. That's other that's perspective.
Kind of how you saw the last question about 10 minutes into the future of you or someone else's. You don't want to know. Right. So, well, it's interesting.
Okay, so
but they are totally different though.
Because to me, the way I see that, it's a part of learning, like the person you become, the things you've learned along the way, not necessarily knowing the specifics of your future, like knowing, oh, you're going to end up marrying this person, having five kids. I don't necessarily need to know that. I took it as, oh, I've matured to this point. I've learned how humans work better. I know.
Oh, yeah,
Does that make sense?
That totally makes sense. Okay. But I think the instantaneousness of it sounds so unappealing. The journey has to be part of the like enjoyment. The journey of learning all that stuff.
You make a good point. I'm going to stick to my answer
then. I love it.
Okay. Would you rather have unlimited international first class tickets or never have to pay for food at restaurants?
Unlimited international tickets.
Same. Ding, 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 ding. That is our winner. Yes. Would you rather travel the world for a year on a shoestring budget or stay in only one country for a year but live in luxury?
If I could pick the country, one country for a year.
Same.
So you'd really get to know it.
Would you rather live without the internet or live without AC and heating?
I'm taking it like full blanket. No internet ever.
Oh, you know what? Give me the internet. I'll deal with the AC and heating, honey. I'll just buy a bunch of ice cubes and put them around the house or something. Because, you know, I feel like the only way to survive these days, especially in New York, you need to be connected. You have to.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks. Would you rather be able to teleport anywhere or be able to read minds?
Read minds.
I choose teleportation.
No, I have those unlimited free international tickets. I don't need it.
No, these are
individual.
These are individual questions. You can't stack them.
No, you're changing the game. No.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, in that case, I might have to revise some of my previous answers.
I don't want everyone to be able to read everyone else's minds.
This is just you.
Yeah. Just me.
Oh, so you a sneaky bitch.
Oh, yeah. Just me.
Okay, that's fair. Would you rather never be stuck in traffic again or never get another cold?
Never get another cold.
Same. I think that's a no-brainer. Would you rather live on the beach or in a cabin in the woods?
Beach.
Same. Would you rather be completely invisible for one day or be able to fly for one day?
I think fly.
Same. Would you rather give up bathing for a month or give up the internet for a month?
Oh, give up the internet for a month. I could give up the internet for a month.
Oh, the internet. Yes. Okay. I had to like recalibrate how this question was actually working. Agreed. Would you rather have everything in your house perfectly organized by a professional or have a professional event company throw the best party you've ever been to in your honor?
Option A.
Oh, really?
Organizing my house. I don't need a party. It's fine.
You do you.
I know.
I'm going to throw the damn party. I mean, honey, and I would invite everybody.
You're a Scorpio ass who wants attention.
It's not that attention. I love bringing people together. People coming together, having a good time, making memories, meeting new people, forming new connections. I love that. I love having a meal with people because there's something very magical about that. I love human connection and human interaction, which is probably part of my Scorpio too.
I mean, I do too. I don't need a big party. It's fine.
Well, to me, it wouldn't necessarily be my party. It would be an excuse for me to invite everybody that I love to come and hang out. Yes, it'd be my quote-unquote honor, but no, we're hanging out, y'all.
Yeah, I mean, I really read that as like a party for you, attention on you.
Well, if that's the case, I would still choose it.
I know.
Okay, so now we got some general questions.
Okay.
If you had intro music, what song would it be?
Raising Hell by Kesha.
Ooh, good choice. I don't know what mine would be. I have so many things.
I mean, I have so many things too, but that's the one, that's the song I want to wake me up and motivate me every day. So that's how I, you know?
I love that. Yes, I support that. So if I'm going to go that route too, it would be, right now, the song Soulmate by Lizzo.
Hell yes.
I love that song. You know, another song that I really like by her is Like a Girl.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Such a good song. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Liz is a star.
What were you really into when you were a kid?
Fantasy books by Temuera Pierce.
Do you still read the books? Oh, okay. For me, I'm going to take the book route too. I was obsessed with, things I was really into were Shirley Temple movies.
Mm-hmm.
The Boxcar Children.
Love The Boxcar Children too.
And any sort of like fantastical book that I found at the library. Okay, and this is our last question.
Great. No, I'm just not what I meant. That's not what I meant.
Okay, sure.
No, I was like, great, another question.
Okay,
love it.
Last question. A portal to another world opens in front of you. You don't know how long it will stay open or if you'll be able to get back after you go through. What do you do?
Right, if it happened right now in this moment. Or if it,
sure.
If it happened right now in this moment, I'd probably step through. If it happened a year from now, I'm not sure I'd have the same answer. As terrible as that sounds, a reset button would be really nice right now.
I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do
either
it?
Way.
Interesting.
I'm so connected to life here, and there's so many people and things that I love so much.
True.
Not if there's a possibility that I wouldn't be able to come back and be with these people and these humans and in this world and this industry,
you're right.
I couldn't do it. Because I don't know what's on the other side. And you know, that's I'm true. Somebody who does not shy away from uncertainty and an uncertain future. I take a lot of risks. But that is a risk. That's a line for me. But that's just me. My answer.
It's interesting because of course, I agree with everything you said, but I don't know. The ability to step out of this time would be really nice.
But what if you were to step? It's a portal. Okay, wait. What did the question say? Okay. A portal to another world opens up in front of you. There's no specificity to what kind of world is on the other side. You don't know.
I'm making a guess. It's a little better off than what we're living right now.
Okay. Let's think positive. Okay. Yeah. In that vein, I'm still going to say, love you, mean it. Enjoy portal. Take somebody else, not me.
I won't take you through the portal with me. I also have watched far too much Outlander and thoroughly believe I'd figure out how to get back.
Oh my God. I cannot with you. You got any updates for us? You got anything you want to recommend? Anything you got to say to the people? I still cannot believe it's day 30.
Yeah, I can't believe it either. I have a book that I'm going to recommend.
What's the book?
I started today when I was sitting upstairs just now. It's called All About Love, New Visions by Bell Hooks.
Bell Hooks!
Mm-hmm.
You know, she did a residency at my college. And I think she still does a lot of teaching there.
That's super cool.
You want to give me a quick summary of what it's about?
Well, the intro is really funny. The preface, because she's just basically saying, this is a book about love and modern love because I think our society is at a loss of it, and any movement, big movement, racial or like justice oriented movement can't exist without love. Also, only men were writing about this, so now I'm doing it.
I want to read this book when you're done.
Yeah. I picked it up because someone I follow on Instagram, I mean, I've had it on my shelf. I bought it a few months ago, but someone I follow on Instagram who I think personally has good taste posted about it.
Bell Hooks, I mean, she's fabulous.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it's going to be an incredible book.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll order a copy for myself.
Nah, we don't need two copies in the house.
Okay, all right.
What about you?
My recommendation is a little less deep, if you will. I'm just going to recommend the artist Shania Twain.
Hell yeah.
Good old classic Shania. Okay.
That's our show.
That's our show.
If you're enjoying the podcast, please subscribe, rate, and share us.
Follow us on Instagram, Diaries of a COVID-19 Affair.
You can email us at diariesofacovid19affair@gmail.com.
Find some pleasure.
Bye. Bye.